Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Joanna Green, my husband here, Clinton Green. We are live with Blog Talk Radio, Macedonian call around the globe. We've been doing this for many years, and we decided now would be a better time than ever to get started on this again. So tonight's broadcast is going to be about the last day, and we all can agree that truly we are surely in the last days. So we want to encourage you. We want to encourage ourselves. We most of all want to uplift Jesus. And we're going to try to get the broadcast started again. Our internet connection is terrible, and that's why the last several years that we've lived out of town and into the country, we've not been able to do Blog Talk Radio. Internet connection in the country is not good. So we're going to have prayer requests. There's a lot of prayer requests that's been put on out on Facebook, and there's many of them. If you're my friend on Facebook, you can see all the requests, and we won't go and list them all across the world, but we want the world to help us pray. That's in the church, praise God, that believe in Jesus. And we know that we cannot get to the Father without Him, without Jesus. So we want to go to prayer and take it to the Lord. Lots of prayer requests are coming in. We've done this since 2012. Of February of 2012. Our daughter Rachel was a real young girl, probably 8 years old, I think. And so we've decided to go ahead and start this again in 2022. Our last episode was 2020. I believe it was April of 2020. And so here we are 2 years later, a little over 2 years later, and I'm trying to get started back up again. So there's a lot of testimonies from all the years we have done this before. People at the gas station, people we didn't even know walk up to us at Ponderosa. Just in other churches say they would know who we were because of the broadcast. And not that we're wanting to make our name big at all. We want to lift up Jesus. We could care less about our name. We want you to be with us in heaven someday, because we're striving, we're pressing toward the prize of the how's that scripture go, Fred?
For the mark. For the high calling of God, Christ.
Yeah.
I haven't read that in a while. So.
We've all got it backwards here. But pressing toward the prize of the mark of the high calling.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. So we want to go to prayer. We want to open this up.
Yeah. I also want to, my sister in Indiana, make sure, like for y'all, pray for her. She's been in the hospital, and as far as I know, she's still there. Our daughter in California. Our granddaughter, Callie Mae, she's born premature and going through problems and troubles. And so that family needs prayer, our little daughter, her husband, and their little child. So let's open tonight prayer. We just, Father God, we just come to you tonight. Ask you, God, to move for all these that are called in. We're asking God to strengthen their bodies, those that are weak and those that are sick in the hospitals, those, Lord, that are in trouble tonight, maybe in trouble with the law or whatever, behind bars and needing deliverance from drugs and alcohol and different things that has bound them. Father, we pray that those chains of sin be broken off, Father, that they be, Father, set free. Lord, to reach into the hospital for children are tonight that are suffering, Lord, and all the ones that's calling on your name, and those that are not saved, we ask you, God, to reach out to them, those that are backslidden, lukewarm, and concerned about their souls. We pray, Father, you send forth your anointing. Send forth your angels, Father, your worn angels, to fight the battles for all our loved ones, Heavenly Father, our children, our grandchildren, Lord, our nephews, nieces, aunts, and uncles, Father, our cousins, and our family members, Father, people round about, and Lord, we pray and grace be multiplied upon them, Lord, we pray, and Lord, you send healing into the bodies for those that need healing in the bodies. Father, we thank you that you sent your Son, that he died on the cross for our sins, and he was wounded for our transgressions. That he took the stripes in his own body, Lord. He took the stripes that we might be healed. And we thank you, Lord, tonight that healing is the children's bread. We lift all these up to you, Father. We ask you to move, Lord, in this broadcast. Help us, Lord, to deliver the message, Father. Lord, that needs to be delivered to help people. Lord, to cause them to wake up and to realize that they need Jesus. Those out there that have wandered away from the cross, Father, we pray your grace upon them. Strengthen the believers that are listening in tonight, Father. We thank you and those that will be listening into this broadcast, Father. We pray, Lord, that you touch their hearts and help them find a place to make an altar and get closer to God and draw nigh to him, Father. In Jesus' name, help your people tonight. We thank you, Father. Jesus' name.
Praise God. I'm going to work on the video while Clinton's going to get started.
Okay.
Again, I said that this is the number 175th episode, and it's on the last day.
Praise God. Good to be here with you tonight, September the 26th, I believe it is. 2022, and we just thought, you know, we need to get back on the air. We need to get the message out again more than ever, because we're definitely living in the last days. We're living in the time that Daniel talked about there in chapter 12 of Daniel, and I believe it was the Apostle Paul he talked about. In the last days, things are going to happen. And I've got some things marked down here tonight. I'd like to read some scripture. And the first thing that I've got marked here is in 2 Timothy and chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times should come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. And then also over in the 13th verse of this chapter 3, the Apostle Paul writing, he says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And we're surely living in this time that Paul the Apostle was warning Timothy of. He had written this letter to Timothy, and he was warning him that in the last days, perilous times shall come, he said. And he told the characteristics of these people, how they'd be lovers of their own selves, and they'd be covetous and boasters and proud, and the different things he told them there, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers. People would lie, would just come out and lie on one another and lie on the church people and try to twist things around and make the church look bad. Incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. In other words, they didn't even like good people. They were traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. But here we see in verse 5, having a form of godliness. They were still in the church. Some of them were still in the church, and they were coming into the church, and they were going to be in the church, and they were going to be trying to overthrow the things that were good. They were going to try to discredit the true saints and servants of God and the ministers of God. There was going to come a time when the devil is going to try to take over the church, and that's what he's trying to do today. He's trying to he's deceiving. It said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So we see that Paul was warning Timothy back in that day, and here we are probably approximately 2,000 years into the future that we are today. We've come 2,000 years since this was written, and we see that today is worse than it's ever been. Evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. The scripture said there in verse 13, they're deceiving and being deceived. People are standing and preaching in the pulpits of the world today, many places. Things are entering into the church and to the world. New doctrines coming up all the time. We see that there's attack upon the Holy Bible. The King James Version Bible, it was written for the English-speaking people, and they spread the Word of God all through the world. They were the greatest missionaries of all time that went out, except the Apostle Paul. He went out in his day and spread the gospel, and he preached the scriptures when they had a problem. He said, nevertheless, what saith the scripture? So the apostles of old, men and women of God, they didn't just dream this stuff up. Holy men of God, it said all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. For the man of God to be fully, thoroughly furnished, he has to have the Word of God at his disposal. He has to have it to where he can get his hands on it. He can read it and study it to show himself approved unto God. And he has to get it down in his heart that he might be able to make it known to the people. God didn't just send Jesus to the cross and then not give us a word. No, we have a word from the Lord. And the Bible teaches us in this message that they're still going to have a form of godliness. There's going to be a church here till Jesus comes. Possibly, even after that, the church may still be here for a little while. After that, he calls the saints out of here. There'll be some kind of church. We see over in Revelation chapter 17, I believe, we see a harlot riding on a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy and abominations. I won't get into that, but there's going to be a false church. And the scripture teaches in Revelation 18:4, there was a call made, come out of her, my people, that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached into heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. But even though today that there's a false church out there on the rise, there is also a true church. There's the church that Jesus built. And he said, I will build my church. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So he came down here to build a church. And we know today that there are many good saints of God in the church. But there is also, I guess you would say, there's leaven, false leaven or whatever inside some of the doctrines. And except we study the Word of God, we will be confused. And if we follow the blind, he said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall in the ditch. So we must know our scriptures. The scripture teaches us in Matthew 24, and I've got that marked. I think I'll probably turn over there right here in a minute. But he said in verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. So we know from what we read here when he was talking to Timothy, that Timothy had known the Holy Scriptures since he was a child. So it wasn't like they didn't have the Word of God. They had part of it. And then when Christ came, they got the other part. He said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. In other words, I'm in the volume of the book. That's what he's saying. We got the Old Testament and the New Testament, and that's all that we need. Praise God. That's all we need. There's people coming up today saying that they have a New Testament of Jesus Christ. Scripture don't say there's another testament. Scripture only says there's the Old and the New Covenant. So we must not be deceived, because the Bible tells us that they lie in wait to deceive in one part of the scripture. I forget which scripture that is, but he's talking about seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived there in verse 13. But even though this is happening, he said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. In other words, from a child, verse 15, Timothy had known the Holy Scriptures. And he said, these scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And he goes on to say that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So we have the scriptures today in the Old and the New Testament. And when Jesus did the Last Supper, he said, drink this cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. So he said, drink ye all of it. He didn't say just take part of it. No, he said all of it. I'm going to turn Joanna, let her say a few things here. She had a dream about communion, about the scriptures one time she was telling me about. I don't know if she'll tell that or what. I've got some more scripture, but I'm going to let her say some things here. We work together in this, so God has put us together as workers together with him. So here she is. Go get some coffee.
So I had a dream that I was in a college, and I sat down on a couch in front of a coffee table, and on the coffee table there was a Bible, and the voice that was with me spoke over my right shoulder, said, open the book. And when I opened the book, I looked at the pages that I opened to, and both sides of the page of the book was black. And it said, look again, and I did look again, and there was nothing there. And then I saw words start to rise up off the pages. And I could feel the words. We know there's feeling in this. The Bible says not to grieve the Holy Ghost, not to quench the Holy Ghost. So we can feel this. We can feel the words. And it was raising up off the pages like a braille, like if a person was blind and they were feeling what the wording in braille said. So then I looked again, and I saw the Last Supper. Like we would see a picture, and I know that's man-made, what people thought it was, the disciples sitting with Jesus. And it was across both pages, this picture was. And the voice spoke to me and said, do this as oft as you will, the taking the communion. And I knew exactly what it meant. It meant, if I sup with him, he'll sup with me. If I abide in him, he'll abide in me. And to do this as oft as I will. And that's the communion, is the eating, the digesting the word of God. And the studying the scriptures to show ourselves approved. So that was a command that the Lord had given me, to that I must do this as often as I can. So my desire has always been, I love preaching, I love singing, I love testimony time, I love all that. But most of all, I love to study the Word of God. I want to know more. I want to know the hidden manna that's in the Word of God. I want to know the mysteries of God. I want the Lord to show me, not that I'm anything special, but, you know, in God's eyes, we are special. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He cares about us, that he would lay his life down for us. So a lot of times the people, even in the church, will try to knock you down because you're trying to get too close to God and you want to share what you know. And they people just flat out are mean. Not everybody, but people are just flat out mean at times. Certain ones, not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to like me. And they didn't like Jesus anyway. Neither did they like him. But, you know, we love him. We're watching and we're praying for his return. And he's coming after our people without spot, without blemish. And I just want to make myself ready. I want to talk to the people that want to hear. You know, there's people out there that will laugh. I tried to get a live video going, live streaming, but the internet here is so bad at the house that we can't get it going. And, you know, but I'm going to call Spectrum, who our service is through, that we pay a lot of money for, and that every month. And I'm going to try to get something going. And those of you that want to hear, without laughing at us, without thinking that this is a joke, you know, there's a lot of people that sit in church, talk to a couple people. Now that they're grown, they were two of them that would sit and literally laugh at people trying to get in, laughing at church people. People will laugh at you. They laughed at Elijah when they told him, the kids said, "Go up, Baldy, go up." Well, the bears came out and devoured them. So everybody's not going to like you and like what you do. But you know what? That's okay. We're going to keep on anyhow. And when we get to heaven, we're not going to remember all the silly stuff anyway. We're just going to be rejoicing with our Lord. Praise God. And I'm going to play a song while Clinton, he's got him a cup of coffee here. Bless his heart, he brought me a cup of coffee. I'm going to try to get the internet going again while the song is Tommy Bates. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So we're back. This is Macedonian Call Around the Globe. If you're just now clicking in or logging in to Macedonian Call Blog Talk Radio, we was hoping to go live stream Facebook. We have very poor internet service out here where we live. That's been our problem for the last several years, and that's why we've been hindered of doing our broadcast. So
with all that being said, we are on the subject of the last day, and we're going to get this started again. And like I said before, anything you ever do for God, not everybody's going to like you. And we have ran into that along the way, and that's okay. If people don't go, won't hinder me. It's not going to hinder me from striving and going on with the Lord. I just love God and praise Him, and I'm just going to keep on keeping on for Jesus, going to keep on preaching the gospel, going to keep on preaching death, burial, resurrection of Jesus. And not everybody's going to like it, and that's okay. So I'm going to have a Brother Green to go ahead and come back.
All right. Praise God. We're here in 2 Timothy. That's where I felt like starting here today. We're talking about in the last days that perilous times shall come. We went over that, how they'd be lovers of their own selves and different things they would be doing. And they would have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. We know that if they get away from the true word of God, they're not going to have the power. And a lot of people getting away from the true word of God in the times that we're living in. So we're truly living in the last days. Evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But we showed here that the scriptures are sufficient for the man of God. It said that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And he's talking about that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And so the man of God is going to be equipped with the word of God. If you're out there tonight, you've been called to preach gospel, well, you're going to have to get the word of God. You're going to have to carry it with you as much as possible in every way that you can get it. If you can't read and God has called you to preach, he can teach you to read, but there are other ways of getting the gospel. You can get CDs that have the gospel in it, and we advise you to get the King James Version Bible. We advise you that that's what you need to stay with. Praise God. And here we see in chapter 4, Paul said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. He says here in verse 2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And we believe that's happening today more so than it probably was happening in the time that the Apostle Paul wrote this, because we know we're closer to the end. We can see the signs of the times. Over in Matthew 24, we see that Jesus was speaking about the end time. And he said, many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. This is chapter 24, verse 5. And verse 4 said, take heed that no man deceive you. There's many deceivers are entered into the world, and they're going to and fro deceiving people. The devil's got his ministers, which are come as an angel of light. But if we have the true word of God hid in our heart, we're going to find out who's real and who's not real. We're going to find out that what they're preaching will not line up with Scripture. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Stranger, they will not follow. You can't just feed sheep anything. They just won't eat just anything. sheep are looking for green pasture. I believe it's Psalms 23, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's God's will, that we have green pasture. It's God's will that we hear the word of God preached with the anointing. People out there called to preach the gospel, it's a high call upon their life, and they must study the word of God, and they must pray, and they must take time to fast, and to seek the welfare of the lost and those that are in trouble, healing for their bodies. He sent them out two by two when he sent them out. And he told them to go and heal the sick and cast out devils. The same thing today is supposed to be going on today. Devils come out of them. There we read in the book of Acts, I believe it's the 8th chapter, where devils came out crying with a loud voice, came out of many. And many that were sick, they were healed. And there were great joy in that city when Philip went down there and preached in Samaria, in the city of Samaria. Praise God. We'll get on that sometime. But that's what I'm saying today. We still got the same call upon our life as ministers of the gospel. And as a child of God, if you're not called to preach, if you're just a servant of the Lord, you've got a high call on your life to reach lost souls. And you can't reach lost souls if you don't have the word of God down in your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So we speak the word. It's what we should be speaking. We shouldn't be going and getting stuff out of the garbage can and trying to feed to the saints of God. We should be holy, separated, a holy people. He said, many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. We have many churches. They say, this is the way. Our way is the right way. But we find another church, and they say, no, that's not the right way. This way is the right way. So we must get in our scriptures to find out which is really the right way. Who is it that's following Christ? Is the blind leading the blind? Well, you need to get your focus on Jesus and get it off of man, get it on Jesus, and then you'll know which way to go. He said, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. We've seen all of these things happen. If we go back and look at the news and see the things that's happening in the world and all the tsunamis that have hit in different places, and all the earthquakes that have hit, killed thousands of people. These are the beginning of sorrows. And these things have been going on. But in verse 14, the scripture says here, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. So we know that this gospel has to be preached in all the world and published in all the world. And that's what's going on today. I don't think there's hardly probably a nation on planet Earth that's never heard the gospel, even in the jungles, the deep jungles around the world. These people have heard the gospel, and so we're living in the time right now that the Lord could come back. But he said in verse 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. So when he was talking about the last days, he brought Daniel into it, Daniel chapter 12. I was reading over here And it says in verse 1 of chapter 12, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. I believe that's the book of life. These people have to be born again people. Praise God. The gospel is being preached in all the world. It's been preached in Israel. It's been preached in every nation. And whosoever will can come, take the water of life freely. Whosoever will can come and take part in this great salvation. Praise God. And everyone that shall be found written in the book, he said, and at that time thy people shall be delivered. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. You're not just going to be delivered because you live in a certain nation. You're going to be delivered because your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end, and many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. We know that's going on today. We know it's been going on. And it's being increased more and more all the time. Praise God. See what else we can get out of this chapter. Praise the Lord. Verse 7 said, and I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and sware by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. So he's saying it's going to be 3.5 years, a time, and a half a time. And if we look that up, we'll find that over in the book of Revelation. It talks about 3.5 years. It talks about 42 months, and it talks about 1,200, and I think it's 70 days, a couple different places. It talks about that 3.5 years of tribulation. Let me go back here. Forever, liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of thy holy people, all these things shall be finished. So there's going to be a persecution again of the church. People are going to be persecuted just like they were in the early church. They were persecuted. And the scripture says in Acts chapter 8, they went everywhere preaching the word except the apostles. They stayed at Jerusalem. But these other people, they scattered. They went everywhere, but they didn't run off and leave the gospel. They preached it as they went. They preached the gospel, and it spread. The gospel spread into all the world. It's been spreading ever since, and it's gone to places that you wouldn't think anybody would ever go to. Some people have walked into places where it would take really, you just don't know why. That they, you know why, but it takes great conviction for some people to go into these places where these headhunters and different places where people are. And they know they're probably going to lose their life, but they're going to do it for Jesus. And they've won many souls, and they're to be highly regarded for the work that they've done. Praise God. So he said when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. This is the same practically the same thing that was said earlier about how that this gospel of the kingdom would be preached in all the world for a witness. When you see people being healed of all sorts, manners of stuff, blind eyes being opened and deaf ears opened and people with one leg shorter than the other healed and withered hands and arms healed. I met a man one time, had a withered hand, a withered arm. He went to the big-time evangelist and prayed and fasted and never could get healed. One day he said he walked out behind his garage and started talking to God. He said, "How come I can't be healed?" And he said, he talked to God there for a little while, and I guess he got in contact with God to some degree, there a great degree, because he said all of a sudden the power came upon him and God healed his arm right there behind his garage after he'd done been to all these evangelists that had big names about healing and stuff. And he'd give up on man, but he hadn't give up on God. He was still believing God, and he got his miracle, praise God. And I heard, he said here, Daniel, "And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. And many, many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand." I want to say tonight that the closer we get to the coming of Christ, the more, if we stay in our Bible, we stay reading and praying and seeking God, that we will begin to understand the scriptures more and more closer that we get to the end. Because he said that the wise shall understand. Praise God. All right, so I covered there Matthew, some of Matthew 24, which I probably should go back to Matthew 24 there. Unless, Joanna, you want to say some things here now? Let me go ahead. Okay, so Matthew 24, 36, the scripture says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." You want to say something? How much time we got?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, we still got 10 minutes. Praise God. "Then shall two be in the field."
I finally got it working.
"Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known at what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Praise God. Go ahead and say something.
Praise the Lord. So now that an hour is almost up, we have actually 5 minutes. We are doing Blog Talk Radio again, so we've almost done an hour. We started at 7. Like I said earlier, that we started this back in 2012. We stopped about 2020. So all those years we went live until we moved out in the country and we couldn't get the internet service.
So anyway, if you're just now watching live Facebook and in blogtalkradio.com, and we're under the Macedonian call, and so it's blogtalkradio.com, and then type in the search bar, the Macedonian call. You'll see many episodes. This is number 175. But I want to read this to you in Revelation chapter 14, verse 7. It says, saying with a loud voice, let's back up to verse 6. Revelation 14, verse 6, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and every kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of the water. And I was thinking about how that's the last message to be preached, is the fear of God. He's coming again. We've got to be ready. We want everyone ready with us. We talked earlier. So everyone's not going to like you. Everything that you ever try to do for the Lord, people's going to laugh at you. That's okay. We've been there. You just keep on keeping on for the Lord and try to win as many souls as you can to God. Try to point them toward Jesus. But all these other religions, they are praying to a God of their own. They're not praying to the Heavenly Father, the creator of all things. They cannot get to the Father except through Jesus. So without Jesus, they're not praying to any God. But when you pray through Jesus, you can get to the Father. Praise God. So we're trying to point everyone to Jesus, that you could get a prayer answered, that you could get salvation. Enter in at the door. He says, I am the door. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If you open the door, he said, I'll come in. I'll sup with you and you sup with me. Another place he said, I'll abide with you and you abide with me. Everything that we do, we have to go through Jesus. It's not our doctrine. Jesus himself said, this is not my doctrine. He said, this doctrine is of him that has sent me, which is the Father. And then he says, I must go away expediently for your sake, that I pray the Comforter would come, the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, that we have power to be a witness, that when they laugh at you and they laugh at you to scorn, they made fun of Samson, and they even made sport of him. They're making sport of the church world today, of you and I trying to serve God. In the church house, they're laughing at you. You may not have a big fancy building. You may only have to do your part by internet, but that's okay. Go ahead and do your part. I was telling us we only have seconds left, but we could go live on Facebook all night long. But if you want to be part of the broadcast, we're thinking about doing this on Mondays. We tried to have Bible study at church and prayer meeting, and that was all good and stuff, but we think that season has lifted maybe. We're praying about it, going back to what we've done since 2012, and that would be right from our kitchen table to pray with you, to do our whatever we can do. It's not to make our names big or nothing. We're here to lift up Jesus. We're here to lift you, to help you be lifted up and encouraged and keep on for God. You may not be going to church anymore. Right now you may be seeing a bunch of junk down through the years in church, but you know what? We could gather together right now on live stream, on media. And that's what my desire is I don't care that people look at us. We want to help answer questions. We want to study. We want to know more about our Lord. We want to teach you more about God, and because we're studying. Some people their whole life, when they got saved, they made their whole life to study the Word of God. And they've been in it for many, many, many years and not walked away from the truth. No matter what came and what went, and it doesn't matter. Praise God. So we want to be able to be a help. We want to be able to reach out to a lost and dying world, those that have tossed in the towel, those that had gave up on the church. Jesus is coming back after a church without spot, without blemish. That means without sin. Can you be perfect in Christ? Absolutely. The blood of Jesus If you've got the blood applied to your life, you've asked him to be your Lord and your Savior, of course, you can be perfect in him. If you mess up, you have an advocate with the Father. That's not a ticket to go out and sin and then say a few chants or whatever and say, I'm good to go, I'm okay now. No, John the Baptist, he went and baptized them just because they said they were saved or just because they received Christ. They got, he said, bring fruits of repentance. So they had change in their life. And so that's what we're here. We want to teach sanctification, true sanctification. Some people, they'll strain at a gnat, swallow a camel. They're more worried about your dress clothes and your hair than they are the homosexual and the fornicators and adulterers and whoremongers and all that. They'll welcome that on in. Get on up here. Come sing your song. Come preach the gospel to us. But don't you dare touch your hair. Don't you dare wear a certain clothing. Hogwash. Silly. Goofy. So the church is sitting at home. The true church of God is sitting at home because they're tired of seeing the foolishness going on at church. We love you guys. The broadcast has ended concerning Blog Talk Radio, but we want to start doing this on Monday nights at 7 p.m., and we pray over the prayer request. And we're not perfect as far as our speech. But Paul said, I don't come to you with enticing words. But it's the simplicity of the gospel that a five-year-old would know to come through a prayer line and say, I want to be saved, that a child can understand it. So it's not hard. And once you make that commitment, once you pray to ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, once you've made that prayer, then you start a changed life. You start striving to be perfect. Because he said, follow me, for I am perfect. That's what Jesus said. We're followers of Christ is what we are. To be a Christian is to be Christ-like. Follow him. Follow the Lamb wherever he goeth. With clean hands and a pure heart. No guile in our mouth. We won't break rank. We won't thrust one another. We're going to learn here and there, little here, little there, little precept upon precept, line upon line. We're going to learn this as we go. Yes, we are. We're going to learn this as we go. And any questions throughout the week, any subjects that you want to learn about that we can sit down and that we can break bread together, we may not physically be together, but we could be together through live stream. And that's our whole goal, our whole purpose. There, don't ask for no offering. You don't have to spend no gas to get to us. Or not, just click on your computer and we're right here. Praise the Lord. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. And we'll have prayer requests and pray over them. And I wish I knew how to do like a live stream to where we can correspond back and forth. I know there's something called Zoom. Don't know much about it. But we're going to do something. We're not going to sit idle. I played softball in school, and I never wanted to be a bench warmer. And thank God they let me play, but I'm not one to sit down and do nothing. God's been too good to me to sit down and be quiet and not tell anybody about it. So praise God. We're going to go for now, and we love you guys. Turn in prayer requests through the week if you like, and we will pray through the week, not just because it's Monday. That we will pray through the week over all the prayer requests, and only God gets the glory. Praise the Lord. I love you all. Brother Green, let's say
love
something.
Y'all. God bless y'all. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes. We love you guys.
We'll see you next time.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Now let me figure out how to turn off the live stream.
Rusty on this, ain't we?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever done this one before. Praise God.
Coffee, Bloodbird. Most.